These days, Cabin in the Sky is best remembered as the 1943 movie starring Ethel Waters, Lena Horne, and Louis Armstrong. It started as a hit Broadway musical, though the original music was all but lost. Audiences will hear it again in a series of concerts beginning tonight in New York. And Jeff London reports on why, despite the show's outdated attitudes on race, the artists behind this revival want to re-examine it.
All that existed for Cabin in the Sky was a script, a handwritten piano vocal score, some period recordings, and that 1943 MGM film which cut most of the songs. So producer Jack Vertel had to figure out how to reconstruct a piece composed by Vladimir Dukhelsky, a classically trained Russian.
The score is so sophisticated and so fascinating and so steeped in the kind of jazz that Duke Ellington was beginning to write, not minstrel show jazz, so to speak. And I felt like we simply have to expose this. It's too good.
Vertel brought in orchestrator Jonathan Tunick, who worked on most of Stephen Sondheim's musicals. But he's also a jazz guy, and says Dukhelsky, who changed his name to Vernon Duke, could swing.
And he became sort of a protege of Gershwin, who suggested that he change his name and concentrate on writing popular songs, which he became really quite good at.
Think April in Paris, or the hit tune Duke wrote for Cabin in the Sky. Taking a Chance on Love.
Here I go again. I'm hearing trumpets blow again. All aglow again. Taking a chance on love.
That's Ethel Waters, who starred in the original Broadway production. Tony Award-winning actress LaShans is stepping into her shoes for the concert performances. She plays Petunia, the religious woman who loves her morally challenged husband, unconditionally.
My challenge was not playing the style of the period as much as I wanted to play the truth of a woman who's just in love. And so that's how I approached this role, because no matter what decade you're in, women falling in love with bad guys happens every hour.
Cabin in the Sky is kind of a folktale about representatives from heaven and hell battling for the soul of a gambler. It contains more than a whiff of paternalism, if not outright racism. But producer Jack Vertel says he learned some important lessons working over the years with legendary African-American playwright August Wilson.
The culture, he believed, and I think he's right, is richer for recognizing this material and examining it and putting it out in the world, rather than hiding from the more unpleasant aspects of its innate racism.
Cabin in the Sky was originally written and produced by white men. So after making some edits himself, Vertel brought in Ruben Santiago Hudson, not only to direct the show, but work on the text.
He took the obvious things out. It's easy for people that aren't in my culture to see the things that are offensive or sketchy. It's hard, unless you really know the culture, to know little things that are very important. Little words like wretched or lazy that have been linked to African-American people since we were thrown on the soil here. Those things are gone.
That's not to say that the original cast, which in addition to Ethel Waters included singer Todd Duncan and dancer-choreographer Catherine Dunham, didn't make their opinions known to director George Balanchine.
Balanchine said, okay, you guys, do you. Show me what is important to you, and then I'll make sure it's staged right. He didn't come in and tell black people how to be black people or people.
That is why my heart is flying high, mister, 'cause I know we'll have a cabin in the sky.
Ruben Santiago Hudson says while there are problematic aspects to Cabin in the Sky, not only is the music worth resurrecting, the story is still worth telling.
These stories have been told forever about temptation, good and evil, making choices. That's what they teach us in church on Sunday. And then, you know, when our mothers and fathers teach us to make good choices, the right choices, according to what they think life should be, a good, God-fearing person should do. That's what this play is about, and love.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.